not encourage him to do it earlier. We're afraid he may postpone. He says, if that's the reason, Gzera Shem Yasha, so why do they make Gzera by the Shtel Lechem? Shtel Lechem, there's no use in doing it a week earlier. Shtel Lechem is better. Bake it on Yantin. It'll be taste better. If you're the only reason why they don't allow you to bring the Dorm Novus on Yom because they want to encourage you to bring it earlier, that makes sense by other behemoths, by Shlomim, but not by the Shtel Lechem. Adarab, it'll taste better if you'll tell them to bake the Shtel Lechem on Yom. Why should it be stale challahs? Get challahs that were baked today. So he says, from the fact that we don't accept our blazers appear. Blazers said you can bake the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. And you bake the Shtel Lechem on Yom, he holds it all the Machshirim Mitzvah Decha Shabbos. But we don't hold like that. The Shtei Lechem Chavis Hayom Ninu. The Chiv is only today. We don't want to encourage him to do it a week earlier. But Lekel, it makes a Shem Yashin. It doesn't make any sense to make a Gzer. The Rabbanan, and nonetheless, the Halacha is against Rav Lezer. They didn't derech Aleyas HaShabbos, Veleyas HaYontim. Rav Lezer holds it's even derech HaShabbos. We hold it's not even derech HaYontim. So that's a right, that it's a real Issa derais. And the Gemara quotes it after this Tosefta, because it's Muchach from the Tosefta. The way the Bisham and the Basila are debating back and forth, the first version, not Abishol, left that part out. But the first version quoted the way the Bishamai debate with the Bisil. What are you talking about? Dorman and Dorbis are Rasar on Yontu. So Bisil Alam asking, of course, it's also, but this is Banakavur. That's not Banakavur. So you see from the whole conversation that they hold that it's an Insa Derais. And that's because Lachem Alor Lagavoya. Lachem Alor Lagavoya. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. What's it then? A person comes to the Beis Hamikdash. He didn't know. He comes on Yontif, and he comes in with three behemoths. So they say, what's this? And he says, that's my Shalmei Chagiga. Okay, good. What's that? Oilas Riyah. And they forgot to ask him on the third one what it is. That's Nadar and Nadavis. They didn't ask. They thought he knows what he's doing. So he comes to one kind and says, this is a Shalmei Chagiga, Shem Shechta. Then the Oilas Riyah, the Shechta. And then somebody goes and they Shechta Shlomim. It's a regular Nadar and Nadavis. And then they realize they just did a Malach on Yontif. There was no Hefter. That's Lachem Alola Gavar. It's an Issa Derais, he's not allowed to. So now what do you do? Shanob Keton Da Aveir. He already did the Aveir. So what do you do now? Can you be Makrid?
According to Abishol, you could. According to Abishol, you could.
Abishol holds it permissible Lachatchila to bring it. Yeah, yeah. That's the same.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
So the Shai is the Shchita Shanob Keton. Shanob Keton Da Aveir. He already shechted.
Yeah, problem with Smicha.
He's dead already. Yeah. He already, whether he did the Sticha or not, Shem Keshach, he already did the Shechit. So now he can't...
So anything like if you do it already in Shabbos, are you allowed to eat it? Or
what's the story? What more Malachas are there? So what do? You do Kabbalah Saddamah. Kabbalah Saddamah, Nishke Malachah?
Yeah.
What do? You do Shechit, Kabbalah, Halachah, Zvika. So Kabbalah Saddamah, you hold, you can't hold such a cup. It has to be a Klishoris. Klishoris has to be Matechas. So he holds a cup Matechas in his right hand, the coin holds in his right hand. Shechita lav avayda you can do with a non-kohen, you can do with your left hand. But the Kabbalah Saddam is an avayda, so the kohen has to hold with his right hand. That's not a malacha.
Rabbi, isn't there a concept of muktzah before Yontif that wasn't prepared?
Okay, maybe a derabbanan la muktzah. Okay. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see what they're worried about. Doesn't make a difference. The mezid of b'shoyeg does make a difference. So the Gemara has a shayla like this. To do Kabbalah Saddam is Tamad HaSenishke Malacha. To do Halacha Saddam, to walk a couple of steps till you reach the Mizbech Recha Nishke Malacha. To do Haktara Seymurim, that's a Malacha of Havara. That's a Malacha of Havara. Havara is not only to strike a fire, Havara is when the fire is burning and I throw something on it and it gets consumed, that's also called Havara. So if I'm going to throw the Eymurim on the fire and it's going to get burned, that will be a Malacha of Havara. That would be an Issa.
That's not even Ochometic. You can't eat that. That's
not
constant.
Right. So that Api Pashtus, you're not permitted to do the Haktoris Eimurin. But the Shaila is, what about Zvikas Adam? So what about Zvikas Adam? Zvikas Adam is the Malacha. If Kabbalah Saddam is Nishke Malacha, and Halacha Saddam is Ech Nishke Malacha, so what's Zvikas Saddam? So the answer is, Zvikas Adam is a Malacha Midrabbanan of Nisak and Mona. Because you need Dalar Avodah Saddam, that's the Masir, that's the Gemar. Once you do the Hazrika Saddam, even if you never do the Haktoris Eimurim, the Korban is kosher. Haktoris Eimurim is not Miyakev. The din is, if I bring a Korban, you have to do the Dalar Avodah Saddam, those are Makev. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika. Why is Shechita called Avodah Saddam? Shechita, you kill the animal. The Rashi explains in Saita, the beginning of the second parak, that Shechita is an Avodah Saddam because the purpose of shechita, when we shecht here in America, purpose of that shechita's chulin. The purpose of shechita's chulin is to kill the animal. The purpose of shechita's kachim is not that you have to kill the animal also, that it should be properly geshachten. But the purpose of shechita's kachim is levarer chelek avoya, to separate the dam from the rest of the animal, so you'd be able to do a kabbalah sadam, a halacha sadam, and a zrika sadam. So that's why the Gemara considers these shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, the dalar avoda sadam. So the Gemara of the avoda sadam is the zrika, so that's called makabah patish, that's misakin monah. Let's say there's a person who's tummy and he goes to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that should have been, we learned the whole sugya, that should have been an issue on the second morning, but the Gemara says that it's not noticeable near a kimeka, that's why it's mutter. But to be tevel kalim, to be tevel kalim on Yom Tov, that they all agree, Bisham and Bisham agree, not let it be tevel kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's the second morning. Or let's say somebody's tummy mace, a person is tummy mace, all the other tummy, you go to mikveh, you become tor. A person is a tummy mace, not enough to go to the mikveh. First he has to have hazor shlishi shvi, and then when he'll go to mikveh, then he'll be metair him. So the hazor shlishi shvi is metair, and there you can't say nira kimekar. If someone is fashvitz, I'll sprinkle one drop of water on you. Nira kimekar, it looks like he wants to cool off. If a person is tummy, he's allowed to go into the mikveh. So the Gemara says, I let it be Masakin Mon. The Gemara says, Nira Kimeka, it looks like he's hot, and he wants to be kar, he wants to cool himself off, so he goes into the mikveh to cool off. So that's why they never asked it, because it's not so conspicuous, not so noticeable. But if a person is tummy, you're going to do Hazor Shlishi Shvi, one spritz of water.
Yeah,
that's not Nira Kimeka, that doesn't cool him off. So that's Mamish Masakin Mon. So the Mishnah say him Sochim, and in other Masechtas, that you're not allowed to do Hazor Shlishi Shvi on Shabbos. You always have to do Hazor Shlishi Shvi on the weekdays. You can't do it on Shabbos because it's Misakin Mona. So that's the Shaila that the Gemara has. Boy, Yelahu, here 10 lines from the bottom of Chof on the base. The Chachamim, the Amoraim had a Sufik. The Dibihaim and the Dharma and the Dharma saying in Craven beyond. If you hold that, you're not allowed to bring. If you hold you're allowed, you're allowed. So you bring the Dharma and the Dharma. But according to the opinion of the Tanaim that you're not allowed, that's what we pass. You're not permitted to bring the Dharma and the Dharma on Yom Tov. That it's an Issa Deraisa. What would the din be above of a Shach Admai? What's the din? Someone mistake, the Mezi B'Shoyki does make a difference. He went ahead and he already shechted the animal. What he did smicha, he didn't know smicha, it does make a difference. The smicha is not miyake. He did the shechita with Mamisha Malach. He wasn't allowed to do it. So now, if he's not going to be Zerk, so the answer is don't do Haktar Se Murim today on Yontif. Haktar Se Murim is a Malach of Havara. So there's no heter to do haktaras and morim on Yontif. Wait till after Yontif. You can do haktaras and morim balayla also. It's kosher. The zrikas adam cannot be done balayla. If the din would be that the zrikas adam is kosher balayla, so there's no problem. Hold the cup of dam and do the zrika after havdalah. But the zrikas adam dam nifsal b'shkiyah sacham. The dam will become fossil. The avodas adam have to be done by yom. So the haktaras and morim is safe till after havdalah. That's no problem. The Shaila is, what about Zrika? Zrika is an Issa Derabbanan on Misak and Mona. There's no Issa Deraisa. Misak and Mona Deraisa is only when a Mitzias. I have a broken fork and I
fix it,
I turn it back. Something is mamish broken and I fix it. But you have a halachic fixing. I have a carbon that will only be kosher if I do it, the Zrika Saddam. I did the Zrika, so the carbon is kosher.
It's a
Talmud in the Rabbanan, though. It's not the usually told us I'm in Atera. But this is only Medirabot. Let's say if you mafresh Trumas and Maisris, so that's also Avtevel, which I'm not permitted to eat. And if I mafresh Trumas and Maisris, then I am permitted to eat it. So the Ramam had a Gemara earlier in Beitza on Daftez, that that's Misakin Mona Medirabonon. Why is Misakin Mona Medirabonon? Because on the level of Maisris, it's edible. If you ask a guy, the guy would say, what did he fix? It was, I could have eaten it before also. Whenever you have a Misakin Mona, whenever you have a Tikkun Api Aloche, that's only called Misakin Mona Medirabonon. Let's say the Mishnah has in Sukkot, if you have hadassim that have too many berries on them, we rarely ever see. Once in every 20 years, you'll see a hadass that has berries. But the Tanoim talk about, if you have a hadass that has anov of merubim me'alov, you have more berries, you have berries, black berries growing on the hadass, you have more berries than you have leaves. So if you pull off the berries, they're kosher. Pull them off and it won't be any problem. Let's say he didn't pull them off. So the way it stands now is possible. Now it's Yom Tov and he needs this hadas. So is he allowed to pull off the hadasim? Is he allowed to pull off the berries on Yom Tov? So the Mishnah says the aim of matim Yom Tov. You're not allowed to pull it off because it's misakin mona. Most of the Rishonim say that that's only a misakin mona with the Rabbanim. The second one of the Rabbanim is whenever you make a halachic tikkun. In Mitzvahs, you're not doing any tikkun, just halachic. So here, this Rikas Adam, L'chola Yeser, the maximum Misa is going to be on the second one of the Rabbanim. So that's the Shaila. Are you permitted to be, do you allow him to be Zarek the Dam today? He's going to be in violation of an Isa the Rabbanim. He wasn't allowed to bring the carbon in the first place. But the Kshayla is, he went and he made a mistake, the Lazer B'Shog, whatever, he did it. Or he shachat Shoin Farfan, he already did the Shtiva. So do we insist he's not allowed to do the Zrika Saddam, and the whole carbon would become puzzle, because he's going to wait till after Abdullah, the Dam will be puzzle. He can't do Zrika Saddam. And if you wait till tomorrow morning, the Dam is Nifs called the Shkias Nachamas, it's possible lean and so on. So that's the Shaila, what do you do? My, what's the halacha? Rav Amar. So both Amoraim say you are permitted to be Zarek the Dam, but each one has a different twist. Rav Amar, Zarek is Adam, Amanos Lahat Babasa Lachila. You're allowed to be Zarek the Dam on Yontif because it is a Shtikalach on Nefesh. Because until you do this Rikas Adam, you're not allowed to eat the flesh, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sochlo Al Adam. Ashvera Pasuk in Chumash. Lo Sochlo Al Adam. So the Pasuk shot in the Pasuk, Lo Sochlo Al Adam, was an Avodah Zarah practice that they used to have. They used to slaughter an animal, they collect a puddle of blood, and they used to sit and eat some kind of voodoo magic, Avodah Zarah, they used to sit and eat around the puddle of blood. So the Ramban on Chumash writes, that's Pshut Shal Mikra, not to have Chukas Akum, to have a party, to eat the flesh of the behemoth with a puddle of blood in the middle. But the Chachamim darshan many additional levels of interpretation in that pasuk, and one of the many interpretations is you're not permitted to eat a karmi shlamim lo sachlo v'adayin dam b'mizrok, when the dam is still in a klisharis and you weren't yet zarek the dam on the mizbech, you're not allowed to eat the carbon yet. You shouldn't think that once you did the shchit shayin, just like in America, you do the shchit, you're allowed to eat the flesh. The shech the shlamim, you can eat the flesh, and the kahanim will take care of the hakrov and will take care of the achila. So the pasuk says, "No, lo tachlal adam. You're not allowed to eat the basar until they finish the zrika sadam."
That's a matter, in other words.
The zrika sadam is the matter. So Rava says, "We allow you to be zarek the dam to violate an isa de rabbanan in order al menos lahat the basar b'achila, because it's chach the biz ashtikalach on the efesh and vav." So that's why we allowed it. Rabba Barafun Amar.
Al menos.
If
he has to have a machshuva,
no, if he know that it's going to lead up to achilas habasa. Let's say somehow or another all the basa disappeared, so then there's not going to be any yochel nefesh at all. So Rava would not permit you to be zorik the dam to be machshir the korban, to teratav the korban, that it shouldn't be a basa the korban. If you just do shchita kabbalah halacha, you don't do zrika, so you're not yotze the korban. He wouldn't permit you, right? Only if it's a shlamim and there's going to be flesh to eat, so it's a shtik aloichal nefesh. So because of the consideration of aloichal nefesh, so we allow you to violate the isa derabbanan. And Rabbi Barafun Amar, not true. He disagreed. It's also the same halacha if kimizarek the dam, but he disagrees with the Rabbi who says it's only mutter if you have flesh, zarek hasadam, even if there's no flesh at all, amanas lahakter emerim la'erev. Even if all of the basa somehow disappeared, then there isn't going to be any yechal nefesh at all. Not today, not tonight, and not tomorrow. Yeah. You're not going to eat any of the flesh. Somehow all the flesh was nitma or sha'avad, but he still permits you, the second Amar permits you to be zarek the dam, in order to make it a kosher carbon, and in order to be able to do the haktaris emurim
balayla. Did he say that to the exclusion of the meat aspect, or he said on top of that, even if there's no meat?
Gemara says, "My benai." Who the next line? Your question. My benai. What's the difference between the way Rava worded it and the way Rabbi Barafun worded it? Exactly this nafkamina. The difference halacha lamaisa is the following: nitma basar oisha, but all of the flesh. Let's say all of the flesh was nitma. All of the flesh disappeared. Somehow disappeared. An animal came and stole it. So the shaila is: are you permitted to be zarek the dam, which is an isa de rabban, the malacha makab apatish merabban? Are you allowed to be zarek the dam, knowing that there's absolutely no echal nefesh whatsoever? So Rava Omar, what does he say? Li Rava, loy zarek. There's no hetter to be zarek the dam. Rava holds only a hetter because you have a shtikal echal nefesh. It is not a real echal nefesh. It isn't because lachem alay lagavoy. It's lach korban. The main zrika is not. But you're just dealing with an isa derabbanan here. You're not dealing with shchita, which is an isa malacha deraisa. On the level of the Raisa, this is a phony Yechel Nefesh. This is Nishkan Yechel Nefesh. This is Lachem V'lo Lagavoya. The main purpose of the Shechita is Lagavoya. But we're dealing with Makaba Patish de Rabbanon on this, because Adam is not a Malacha de Raisa. So to be Matar a Malacha de Rabbanon, does Ginuk Echel Nefesh, Rabba holds.
But if the meat is there, what's
but if the meat is not there, the Zrika will make the carbon a kosher, a carbon. Whoever brought the carbon will be Yaitse, the carbon. Yeah, and even if there's no Imurim, the carbon will be a kosher, a carbon. But there won't be any Echel Nefesh involved. So according to Rav, the heter is only we allow you to do the malach derabbanan. At least if there's a shtikol eichal nefesh. And according to the second man d'amar, the rabba barabun, if zarek he holds he permitted to be zarek the dam.
Complete exorbitant.
Yeah. Let's say there's no imurim also. He would also allow you. Let's say the imurim, the flesh disappeared. The imurim to make the carbon kosher, he needs rika. So according to the second man d'amar, you don't even need imurim. You don't need flesh. You don't need imurim. You're allowed to be zarek the dam. Terata with the carbon. What kind of a din is that? Okay. Aitzenisa de Rabbana. According to Rav, it's Ashtikolechal Nefesh is Matar Nisa de Rabbana. According to Rabbi Avuna, it's Mamish Noechal Nefesh. So what's the heter? No, it's not Chulun. No, not Chulun Bazar. It's not kosher. I mean, you won't be Yotze the mitzvah. You won't be out to the mitzvah of the carbon. You don't do this week, you won't be out to the mitzvah. You'll have to bring it all over again. It's not chulun bazar. No, he holds that it's a din like chatei b'shul shetiske. The Gemara has a menachas. See, a menachas memches. The Gemara is going to quote the next line from menachas daf memches. The Gemara there talks about a concept. There is such a concept. Chatei b'shul shetiske. Usually we say that Judaism teaches that the ends do not justify the means. I want to have a yeshiva that everybody should sit and learn, so I cheat from the government and I gamble money and I make a yeshiva, something like that. So we say that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. A Robin Hood, he steals from the rich and he gives to the poor. So that's a big mitzvah to give to the poor, but you're not allowed to steal from the rich. Sometimes you have a right to steal from the rich. If Robin Hood establishes a bezin, and the bezin paskens that the rich people are not giving enough stock, if they know what's doing by the rich people and they decided that they're not giving enough stock, then Aloha says that the bezin has a right to be koifalat zdokah. So they have a right to steal from the rich and give to the poor if they made a proper assessment.
The government does that anyway.
Huh?
The government does that. It takes taxes from the people who make money and give to the poor.
Okay. So the Gemara has, there are rare exceptions to the rule. That there is an Aver Lishma that we do allow. So Rav Chaim Volozhin has a whole attack against Rav Chaim Volozhin was in the beginning of the movement of the Hasidus. So he's very upset about the whole thing. The Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim. Rav Chaim Volozhin wasn't there in Vilna, he was in Volozhin. So when they brought in the cherem, he didn't sign. He says, if the Rebbe would be here, the Rebbe would tell the Rebbe the Vilna Gaon. The Rebbe would be here, tell me to sign, he wouldn't have a brera. The Rebbe wasn't there. So he said, the Shliach came, not Nachuif to sign. He said over, they said the name Rav Chaim Volozhin, and they said by the Akedah, the Rabbanu Shalom told them, Katnas Binchas Echitcha Shehafa, the Rabbanu Shalom told them to kill him. And then when he said not to kill, a Malach told him not to kill. He said if it would have been a Malach the first time, he wouldn't listen. But to listen to the Malach, not the Shech, listen to a Malach also. So he said if the Rebbe would be here, the Rebbe would tell me to sign the Cherem. Okay, Cherem, you're killing the Chassidim. So he said, the Rebbe is not here, the Shliach is here, not Mukhiv to listen to the Shliach. So he didn't. But he is very concerned, he's also very upset about the Hasidus. He wrote a whole Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, about Hashkofe. He says, Kemat the same as the Balatanya. They both say, 99% they say the same. And one little prat that they disagree, about Tzimtzum. Not such a big thing in Yiddishkeit. So the middle of Nefesh HaChaim, he has a whole footnote, he has a complaint against the Hasidus. That on Pesach night they start making achonis until they get to eat the matzah zech the chasois. Then in the morning, Shabbos morning, they go to mikveh and they start being mabes seven, learning with their children. They go to start mashtibel until they start davening. It's already after Zman Krishna, after Zman Tfilah. So why do they do it? Oh, the Shmo. They want everything to be the Shmo. So they want to get themselves in a good mood. So they go to mikveh and they say tilim. Mabes seven, they do. Achonis, ma achonis, that's more lishma. So but you're not yaitze the din. So it's aver lishma, it's an aver lishma. Rav Chaim Volozhin gets all upset. So he says aver lishma, that was only kodem matan toiv. Where do you have aver lishma? Yankel Avinu married two sisters. That was aver lishma kodem matan toiv. But lachem matan toiv, we don't have any more aver lishma. It doesn't exist anymore. Oh, so it's not exactly 100% accurate. The Gemara says by yesterday and by your relations, so the Talmud of Rav Chaim Balanjana, Rav Basha Tiktina, was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Balanjana. So he wrote a sefer, Birchas Roish. His name is Reb Basha, so he called it Birchas Roish. He has a Birchas Roish on Brachas and on Nazir. The Birchas Roish on Nazir is printed in the Vilna Shas in the back. And the Birchas Roish on Brachas are separate tapes. He has a sefer, Keser Roish. He has all the Hanhagas of Rav Chaim Balanjana. Like we have the Maaseh Rab, the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon, so it's such a little sefer, Keser Roish, all the Hanhagas of Rav Chaim, very unusual. The Vilna Gaon, all the Hanhagas, we know. He's machmer for this. Machmer, Rav Chaim Balanjana has things he never heard of. Very different from the Vilna Gaon. Very unusual things. So in the Keser Roish, he says, and what the Rebbe wrote, what Rav Chaim Balanjana wrote, that there's no more Aver L'shmo, is a little bit an exaggeration, because he wanted to exaggerate to attack against the Chassidim. He says it's not so. The Gemara said beferish. Sometimes you say chatei bishul shetiske. Sometimes you do hear. The Gemara says you're permitted to violate an isa de rabbanon in order to be machshir akorban. The Gemara says that that's chatei bishul shetiske. Not that you steal money from the government to make yeshiva. That is no heta. But the rare case is yamad. So Rav Chaim Balanjana meant to say, removing the exaggeration is that it doesn't apply to the same extent that it did kodem atar. Kodem atar, everybody was zayin mitzuva v'yosa. So then you could be freer in applying the rule of Aver L'shmo. L'achamat N'tara is much more strict and much more limited. It's very restricted. It rarely applies. But this is one of the cases where it does apply, the Gemara says, to do an Aver D'Rabbanon. Tzrikas Adam is only a Malachim D'Rabbanon, Makla Patish D'Rabbanon. Why are you doing it? Terata with the carbon. Because if you're not going to do the Zrikas Adam today, you wait till tonight, you can't do it. After Abdullah, you can't do the Zrikas Adam.
Right.
So the whole carbon will be puzzled. So we permit you to violate the Issa de Rabbanon of Zrika Saddam, Amakaba Patri Rabbanon, in order to save the Korban. It's not because of the Haktaris Emurim. Even if the Emurim disappeared and the Basa disappeared, and there's no Eichel Nefesh at all, you don't need the Emurim. Just to be Machsha the Korban is also sufficient reason to violate the Issa. That the one abroad should be Yitzhak.
You don't have to bring another carbon.
Doesn't work. Right. So you shouldn't have to bring another carbon to replace it. Correct.
On the original Shaila that he went and he shechted even though he's not allowed for it. According to the law, Yovid Le Mahani, how could it the whole procedure go on?
That's a good kasha, but Taisus asks such a kasha in Temura. In Shulchan Aruch they quote that. In Shulchan Aruch it says in the end of Chosh HaMishpot that Mekach HaMemka is forbidden on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to sell anything on Shabbos. May forget and write it down, record it. So what if you went and you sold something on Shabbos, should you say Yovid Loi Mahani? So it says the Farish in the Mechaber, if you made a Kinyan on Shabbos, the Kinyan does take effect. So the Shach asked the Kasha, what happened to Yovid Loi Mahani? So he quotes from the Taisus, the Yovid Loi Mahani doesn't apply on Chilul Shabbos. If it's something that's only Osir today and tomorrow it's Mutter, that's not called Milsa Dar Machmona Loi Savid. There are a lot of limitations in the Yovid Loi Mahani. It doesn't, the Machlekes, the Yovid Loi Mahani is a Machlekes Abai Berovin. In the beginning of Temura, Gemara Temura. If the Torah prohibits you from doing a certain activity, and you went ahead and you did it against Halacha, can it bring about a halachic chalois? So they say, no, since you weren't allowed to do it, you had no right to do it, so you can't bring about a chalois. So he's asking, if you hold E, Milsa Dom Rachman Aloy Savit, it don't matter that the Torah forbids you from doing, you're not allowed to shech korbanos on Yom. So why not say that it cannot bring about a hechsher korban? So that Shabbos is an exception to the rule that everybody agrees that you say Yovid, but it is Mahani. There's a Mishnah Chulin, Daf Yudalit. So the Maharit there asked the Kasha, why don't you say Yovid not Mahani? They said Shabbos is different, yeah. Right? So Shabbos is different.
Can you translate that?
The full phrase is that he already abbreviated. Full phrase is Milsa Dom Rachmana Lo Savid, a matter that the Torah says you're not permitted to do. And you went ahead and you did do it. E of it, if you went ahead and you did something that you weren't allowed to do, would you say, Loi Mahani? It cannot bring about a result. Halacha doesn't allow you to do that. So it's considered as if it happened by itself because you had no right to do it. Or he's saying, no, Yovid Mahani, even though you weren't allowed to do it, but you did it, it can bring about a halacha. So here, if you shech the korban on Shabbos or Yom Tov that you weren't allowed to do, so you don't say that the shechitas haKorban is no good. On Chilul Shabbos, everybody agrees that you don't apply the rule of the Yovid Lamed.
Is it something like mitzvah v'olah leila?
A little bit along the line, not exactly. A little bit similar, not exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's possible, but he has to do with his right hand. Shabbos,
he gets a power.
Still the awesome of the Rabbanan. Aideshina lowers it to a level of the Rabbanan. This is anyway the Rabbanan says. Be a double the Rabbanan. Still the awesome. Double the Rabbanan.
So the Shus Mitra the Migdosh doesn't apply here. Shus Hutoba Migdosh.
This shvus they instituted in the Migdash. This isn't the Migdash. This is only in the Migdash.
Some shvus in which actually instituted. Yeah. It's not like
Taisus shows on the Gemara and Shabbos that ain't shvus by Migdash is not 100% rule. We have exceptions to the rule. Yeah.
The Gemara is talking here about Nedurim and Dovay. That means Nedurim and Dovay of Shlomo. Can be Nedurim and Dovay from 10 oil at all? Or this is out of the question.
Not out of the question. If you all like Ravid that they only had to do the Zrikis, Amanos Lata Basa Bachila, then it's only out of the question. But if you all like the second mandama, it'll be the same if you brought an Oila. The Dorm Davis of an Oila, we will permit you to do the Zrikis.
Amanos Lahak.
The Ratabe the Korm. Chatebish Vil Shetiska.
So this is only in the Dorm Davis. Suppose somebody brings Stamba Korm. Manada and our Korm. It'd be like in the Dorm Davis, yes, right? Anything.
He said, what if it's an oiler? What if it's an oiler? So it'll depend on the two reasons in the Gemara.
Including the Busto.
It's not a malacha deraisa. Zrikas Adam is not a malacha deraisa. He didn't do anything, but the Rabbanan, it's a shvuas of Misak and Mona. Yeah, the shchita is mamish a malacha, but the Zrikas Adam is only an Issa de Rabbanan. Yeah. Right, that's what Taisus points out. Ain't shvuas by Migdash is not 100% applicable. You have famous cases. The Mishnah has that on Shabbos, when they take off the old lechem aponim from last week, they put on the new lechem aponim. So one time, the Mishnah says that's what they did every Shabbos. They had to remove the shelves on the Shulchan because before Shabbos, and the Lechem Aponim are sitting on top of each other, sloppy. Normally you have shelves there. The Ksos HaNosach are the shelves. Because if you leave the shelves on Shabbos, you're going to take over the Lechem Aponim, you're going to be moving the shelves, and that's an Issa Derabbanan of Tiltal Klisha Malachta Leheter Shalom Letzarech Klal. It's an Issa Derabbanan that we violate all the time. We violate it all the time. That's where Rav Soloveitchik used to complain.
Right,
so that people sit, you play with the spoons in between courses and the meal, you play with the plate. You on Shabbos, you go like this with the cup. So he says, state in Gemara that that's an Issa Derabbanan. You're not allowed to be metaltal, Kalisha Malachta Leheter, Shalom Tzarech Klal, that's an Issa to be metaltal. So the Mishnah says that in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't permitted to handle the shelves of the Shulchan of the Lechem Aponim, so they took off all the shelves before Shabbos, so that on Shabbos they would just take off the Lechem Aponim and put on the new Lechem Aponim. Because if they would have the shelves and they would be fooling around with the shelves, that would be considered Shalol Tzarech. Why is it Shalol Tzarech? Because you could do it our way, do it without shelves. So it's nice if you do it.
Where did the Lechem Aponim without shelves?
On the Lechem Aponim had it like this, what do you call it? The top of the Shulchan.
Yeah.
So the bottom lechem aponim is on the shulchan,
the rest.
And then there were six on this row, and six. There were 12 lechem aponim piled up, six. So the upper five were on shelves.
Right.
So the Tanoim didn't in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. It's recorded they would remove the shelves on Erev Shabbos, have the lechem aponim sitting on top of each other.
On top of each other.
It's not sloppy. Looks like it's ready to fall off. And on Shabbos they would take them off, put on the new ones, and on Matzoy Shabbos they have to have then they put the shelves. Why? Because since you can do it like this also, so if you'll handle the shelves on Shabbos, that's and a violation of Tiltal Kalisha Malachta Lehet to Shalot Tzarek Klal. Right, all week long. But on Shabbos, to handle it is considered unnecessarily handling
it. Since you could do it another way.
So Taisus says, you see from that case, that Yeshua is Bamigdash. You have a few examples of Yeshua is Bamigdash. Now, little Taisus and Shabbos pointed out.
By second note,
Why is it in the third o'clock? Why is it in the 5 o'clock? And say that the four could be in the 5 o'clock because you can eat this thing.
You're not permitted to violate this. Not permitted to violate looks at this fulfill the Kisei Adam.
Unless I'm a fun to stay on the path.
Okay, because you want to eat with the forks.
You mean you say wait till Matzoh Yontif.
Yeah.
See, if you wait till Matzoh Yontif, you can't do the, it'll be puzzle. There you say, put the dam in a bottle. That's what it says in Yeridei. Put the dam in a bottle, and after Yontif, pour it out again and do the Kisei Adam. And here, if you wait till after Abdullah, it'll be over, it'll be puzzle. The whole karma will be puzzle.
This is all standard procedure. When you do the carbon, the whole idea is you can eat it. And you also do back to the Inorim. What kind of almanas are you talking about over here?
Does mean almanas. Doesn't mean that you have to have in zin.
No,
Rabbi says that we only allow you to violate these of the Rabbanon if it will lead up to achila, because you have a shtikel lechol nefesh. And the second opinion anymore, you don't even need a shtikel lechol nefesh. That there is terata b'dekarbon. That is chatei b'shul shetiske. Okay, believe that next week we'll have to continue. It's an interesting shtikel lechol. This week in the Teichachet, the pasuk tells of the brachas aklolus. Ezra made a takana to read the brachas and klolos in the Kukaisai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and the brachas and klolos in Kisavi, the second Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah. Tichel Hashanah v'kilo sel, tochel Hashanah b'cho sel. Shavuos is the beginning of the new year, the Gemara says, because on Batzeris and Dodim al Peris Elon, so that's the Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah Elonis, but it's the Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Adin, for the, what's going to be with the Elonis, and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. So in the brachas the klolus, in the klolus, it says that the Klal Yisrael will be chased out of Eretz Yisrael, and it keeps on mentioning because of Shemitah, because we didn't let the land rest. It's assumed that the Chukai says a hemshach from Bahar. Bahar talks about Shemitah, so the Torah says that the land will rest all of the years of Shemitah that we violated. And then the pasuk says, "V'hashemoysi ani es ha'aretz v'shamamu alehu ayvechem hayoshvim bo." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will cause the Eretz Yisrael to be desolate, and it'll be desolate even when the goyim will move on. The other nations will move into Eretz Yisrael, the conquering nations. It'll remain desolate. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this is a bracha, this is a psura tov at the Klal Yisrael, that all the years that the Jews were not in Eretz Yisrael never really grew.
Yeah. Green line.
Paris never grew, and businesses never flourished, and nothing. No one ever built any. So nothing really grew too well. Nothing grew. They built up some hotel here and there, but it was very schwach. Only when the Yidden get it, it's like an almana. Eretz Yisrael is like an almana, waiting like a woman.
Her husband went away.
She's a frumma woman, so she doesn't want to be mizanis. She doesn't want to be in violation of lasinus. Eretz Yisrael doesn't want to give its Paris to anybody else. When the Yidden come back, Then it'll grow. Everything will grow. And the Eden are not there, so the Torah says that nothing will happen. Eretz Yisrael is only for the Eden. That's why the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Perek Chelek says, the Gemara quotes a nevuah from Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "Hari Yisrael." The Novi Yecheskel is telling the mountain, "Hari Yisrael, an pechem titenu." The branches should give off peiros, and everything should start growing, because Klal Yisrael is coming back to Shivas Zion. So the Gemara says, "Ein lochal ketz megula gadol mizeh." This is Mamsha description of the ketz megula. When the Yidden come back to Eretz Yisrael, then everything starts to grow. Kol zman the Yidden are not there, so the Rabbanu Shalom promised it's going to be v'shamamu alehu ayvechem. Kol zman that the goyim are there, nothing is going to grow. No, let's hope we should see Eretz Yisrael growing. The Jewish hand.
I'll be.
Of the Beis Shammai tried to give him a hard time and said, "What are you doing over here?" So he understood that he doesn't want it to be a cousin. So he may believe that he's nuts.
Rashi says the Torah is not meager, so now there's a not like Rashi, and it's now shown that it would be a violation of Moses' Zayin. He held the din is that if you have the Shaman and the Shulam in two different communities, in a different shul, in the same community, a different shul, so then there's no Moses' Zayin. That's what the Gemara says in the end of the first parashah in Yevamos. But if you have in the same shul, in the same community, together, some people do like this, some people do like that, then the Gemara says that there's no Moses' Zayin. Here in the Beit HaMikdash, it's the majority of the Beit Shammai, and they hold that they're not going to bring Korban Ayla, the hero. The hero didn't want to bring Korban Ayla in a demonstrative fashion. He wasn't going to bring Korban Ayla anyway, but didn't want to do it in a public fashion. Until there was a brother, the Mutter, he was one of the Zayin, and they said, no, there's many eight paths to the din is like the Beit Shulam. So we all have to give in. If the din is like the Shulam, that you ultimately could bring another Shulam.
Shots as you bring it on Yom Tov. If you didn't bring it on the first day Yom Tov, then it's Tashlum and you can bring it later. But preferable is you should bring it on the first day.
No,
that they all agree. Yeah. That they all agree. They say you're not permitted to do smicha on the Shamir Chagiga. But that they all the versions of Beishamir says. Oil is three, right. That's the Beishamir disagree with the Beis Hillel. You're all right. But you're not permitted to bring the oil is three. So where did everybody get this idea from that you're permitted to bring the Shalmei Chagiga? Why? Because it's Teich HaMetesh. Because the Bible needs. No, it's not true. The Dorman and Dovah, you bring a Shlomim, Nishkin Shalmei Chagiga. I took a Nezer and a Dovah. You're not allowed to bring the Dorman and Dovah, we assume. You're not permitted to bring the Dorman and Dovah on Yom Tov. So why don't you say that it's Teich HaMetesh? The answer is no. Because the main purpose of the Dorman and Dovah is not when you shecht in America, you shecht the Hamas. Or Eifus, the main purpose is Eichel Nefesh. That's legitimately called Eichel Nefesh. But Shlomim, the main purpose is to be Makrib a carbon. It happens to have, the din is that the Basar is Nechel Abayim. He can't eat it. But the main idea in the Shechita is the first of the Dalar Avaydah Saddam. It's an Avaydah. So that's a Pasik Lachem Eloi Lagavoy. Achash Yachel Echel Nefesh. Hulavado Yasa Lachem. Lachem Eloi Lagavoy. That you're not permitted to bring the Dharma and the Davis on Yantar, even though it's a Shlomim. So why are you permitted to bring the Shalmi Chagiga? No, that's a positive. The Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem means on that day you bring the Chagiga. So where does the Machlekes come from about Oilas Riyah? So the Sifro spells it out more. So the Machlekes says that positive that says the Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem, strictly speaking, Chagiga, Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem is the Shalmi Chagiga. So that's what the Beishamai say. The Pasuk only says a heter for Shamai Chagiga. There's no heter for Eilus Riyas. And the Melech Leib says that Eilus Riyas is also. There's no Pasuk. And the Beishamai will say, no, it's also included. V'chagos Masal Chag L'Hashem. True. The real technical term of Chagiga means the Korma Chagiga, the Shamai Chagiga. But included in the heter is the Eilus Riyas also. They're both included.
What is
the Eilus Riyas? That's the Eilus Riyas.
Yes, don't
visit. No, I can visit the Azor on the first day Yom Tov, bring the Eilus Riyas, this the Achalamay. Bishamai say like that, visit the first day Yom Tov, and bring the Eilus Riyas Achalamay. There's no pasuk. Bishamai claims there is no pasuk that says a heter to bring an Eilus Riyas on Yom Tov. It's a malachi. You're not allowed to shecht an animal. You're not allowed to shecht the Eichel Nefesh. Shecht and Karbonah should never be called the Eichel Nefesh because the Iker purpose of Akrabat HaKabonis is Lagavoya. So it's Lachem Lo Lagavoya. Achash Yachol Chol Nefesh Udradu Yotzal Lachem, Lachem Lo Lagavoya. So you really, you're not allowed to bring any Dharma and Adobis, even Shlomim on Yontif. And Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga is an exception to the rule because of that Pasuk, the Chagos Nos, the Chag Lashem. So the Bishamai say that's all you have a Heter. The Pasuk only says the Chagosim. Shalmi Chagiga, there's no Heter for Elis. We just have light that it goes back in the Easter. It says you mechuyif to bring an Eilus Riyas. It doesn't say when. So I can visit the Azor on Yom Tov and I bring the Eilus Riyas Chalamai. I won't be in violation of the Yotze of the Mitzvah. I won't be in violation of the Aver. No. So the Beishamai hold that there's no pasuk that says that it's mutar Yom Tov. Still a large, you know, that included in the pasuk v'chagosem, even though v'chagosem chagiga means shami chagiga, but included in that heter that is Decha Shabbos is also Eilus Riyas. So now the Beishamai argue, how can you say that it's included in v'chagosem also Chag L'Hashem? It's not the same because this is Nechel and this is Eina Nechel. They don't mean to say that because it's Nechel it's called Eichel Nefesh. No, they know themselves that Dorma and Adavis are not Karev on Yom Tov. The Bryce is going to say they know themselves that a regular Dorma and Adavis, you're not going to be Mechal Yom Tov to bring in a Dorma. That's Lachem Eloi Lagavoya. But they mean the Pasik, the special Pasik that says V'chagos Hamasu Chag L'Hashem, a Heter to bring Shalmi Chagige. So the Beishamai say the Heter is only on Shalmi Chagige. Ein Lech Boya Lechidusha, you have no Rebu to be Marbe the Royal Asriyaz Mut. And the Bishul say it's not true. In that pasuk it says, "Chagos Mosa Chag Lashem." Chagos Mosa Chag Eitap the Chagiga. Lashem is called the Lashem. It's even Marbed Oilus Rius. Included in the head of Chagiga that is Decha Yontif, even though Shlomim the Dorm Dorm is not Decha Yontif, but the Chagiga is Decha Yontif. So the Oilus Rius is also included in that. So that's what this brighter, this Tosefta is presenting the argument. Tanya, Omer Lahem Bishul Beishamai. So we're still going to make a Kal V'Chaymer. This is not the kind of Kal V'Chaymer that we're usually used to. Usually you have a Kal V'Chaymer, I have two dinim. So I say this is more chomer than this. This is hotter than this. Because this has the hot thing and this does not. This is hotter than this. And then I measure this cup and I see that this is 75 degrees. I have an instrument. This is obviously this is more because I can tell it. This is warmer than that. So this is something more than 75 degrees. Right? So that's a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, the cool cup is 75 degrees, has the room temperature, so the warm cup certainly is 75 degrees. This is a different kind of a Kal V'Chaymer. He's making a Kal V'Chaymer like this. Well, we'll read it inside. What do I have to say about that? He's drawing, Beis Hillel is drawing categories, and he's showing which direction you should darshan the psukim. They're working on this pasuk. The Chagos, and also Chag L'Hashem is the pasuk that teaches you that the Chagig is Decha Yontif, even though Shlomim and the Dorma Davos are not Decha Yontif, it's a Moloch HaLachem, but Lola Gavoya. So that pasuk, the Chagos, Mechos HaChag L'Hashem, says the Chagig is Decha Yontif. So he says, you should darshan HaSvor and HaSenes, you should darshan in the direction that you should lean in that direction to try to figure out a drosha that Eilus Riyas should also be muta. He's pushing, but it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. You'll see yourselves. Omer lahem b'Yisraelu l'Beishamai, ma b'mokum shosa lehedyot, madach on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to cook any food, also lehedyot. Nevertheless, muta l'agavoya, you're permitted to bring minimum musafim is muta because that's a korban shezman kavua. Why is it called Zman HaKavua? Because Ova Yom Bottle Kavana. The real definition of Zman HaKavua means today. Ova Yom, if you don't bring it today, If you wait till after the Shkia is finished, that's it. So that's called the Zman HaKavur. So he says, Ma Dachan Shabbos, Makam Shasa LeHedyot, you're not allowed to cook. There's no Heterech on Nefesh. Nonetheless, Mutal HaGavoya. Means Pneum himself and his mother. So on Yontif, Makam Shemutal LeHedyot, on Yontif, where you're allowed to cook. For Echal Nefesh, for your own eating purposes, Ain't no din shouldn't be a kavachaimer that what? A kavachaimer that minimum self mamutah. Of course, minimum self mamutah. It's mutan Shabbos, mutan yanta. Kovish is mana kavua. No, he says a kavachaimer that you should have more of a head. Even you should have more of a head. On Shabbos, there's no heterech on that fish. So you only have a heter. The minimum is safim, because that's mana kavua. Yontif, where it's more relaxed, the Yisra Malach is more relaxed than the Heterech on Nefesh, so the definition of Zman HaKavua should also be more relaxed. So you should say, it's also called Zman HaKavua. Why is it called? The Gemara is going to explain. The real Zman HaKavua, that is Decha Shabbos, and Decha Yontif, that's only his name is Zman HaKavua. If you don't bring the Tminim himself in today, it's far foul. This is to bring the oilas to me and the Shalmech Hagiga, this is also a little bit Zman HaKavua, but it's not over Yoma Batul Karbonai. You have a whole week to bring it. The whole week of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shavuot also. Even though it's only one day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, but you have Tashlum and the whole. But if you don't bring it after the week is up, then it's over Zmanai. It's not over Yoma Batul Karbonai, it's over Zman HaBatul Karbonai. So it's also in a certain sense Zman HaKavua. So that's what the Beis Hillel are arguing. That on Shabbos, when the Yisra Malach is very strict, there's no Heterech on Nefesh at all, so that's why the definition of Korban Shizman HaKavua is a strict one. Korban Shizman HaKavua means Rabba Yoma Batul Korbana. But on Yontif, when the category of Yisra Malach, the Yisra Malach is a little relaxed, you have a Heterech on Nefesh, so the definition of Zman HaKavua should also be relaxed. It shouldn't be defined as Zman HaKavua of a Yoma. Of a Zmana, if you only have a week, so that should also be called Zmana Kavua, that it should be Decha Yontif. So therefore, the Heter for Chagige, the Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem, the Heter, that even Bishamay Maskim, that the Chagige, you're permitted to be Makrav on Yontif, the Heter should go. And Oilas Ri also, because Oilas Ri is also Zmana Kavua, only have a week. You can't bring it next month. That's what he argues. Mokoim, Shemuta Lehedyun on Yontif, when there's a Heter, Echal Nefesh, the Yisra Malach is relaxed. Ain't a din. Din means a kavachaimer. Isn't it a kavachaimer? Ain't onshim in a din. The word din in the Tanai means a kavachaimer. Ain't a din. Isn't it a kavachaimer? Shemuta lagavoya. What muta lagavoya? That's a minimum stuff. Muta lagavoya. Anything that slightly is mana kavua. It's also called mana kavua.
It's a chif of yontif that called.
Right.
Is it
machrekas,
in other words,
if it's the chuyah, also you can bring it on yon. If it's the chuyah, means that it's the chuyah.
No, the chuyah means that you don't
do it. Yeah. And the din is that a carbon is mana kavua. The din is that it's hutra. The Gemara says that it's hutra.
Yeah, but it was
all week. So he says that the Beis Hillel argue that the negate to Yontif, the definition of Korban Shizman HaKavua, can be relaxed. The negate to be Matas Shabbos, you only have the very strict definition. Zman HaKavua means Rav Yoma Batul Korban, has to be today. The negate to be Matas, bringing Korbanos on Yontif, it's enough. If it's Zman HaKavua, you have a week. That's also called Zman HaKavua. That's what he's arguing. It's not a regular kavachem. Usually a regular kavachem means the din that's over here. I know that this is 75 degrees, so this is at least 75 degrees. I can't tell you that it's 150 degrees. You don't know what it is. I just know it's more than 75 degrees. Here he's telling you what it is. He says the here on Shabbos is chomer. So still is a hetzet minimum of him. So yanta, which is kal. So he already tells you what it should be, 150 degrees. He tells you should be Zman HaKavua should be relaxed. Anything that needs to be brought within a week is also called Zman HaKavua. So the Beis Shammai, you argue back. Amalem Beis Shammai. No. What do you mean? You're relaxing all the dinim on Yontif. So on the Dharma and the Dovus Yachichu. Shemut alahed yidan Yontif. You're allowed to cook your own food. Oichal nevish is mutter. And nonetheless, also lagabai. You're not allowed to bring the Dharma and the Dovus. So you see that not everything goes on Yontif. The Beis Hillel said, we never said that anything goes on Yontif. We said we have an easier a lighter definition of Zman HaKavua. That's not Zman HaKavua at all. Of course, that's Lachem V'lo L'Gavoya. That's not called Eichel Nefesh. That's not called Kavua L'Hem Zman. Kavua L'Hem Zman means Zman HaKavua means Rav HaYomo. If you don't bring it today, the Bittul say, yeah, that's for Shabbos purposes, but for Yom Tov, that's what we're trying to clear choice. We have a pasuk that says the Chagos Amos the Chag Lashem, and the pasuk says you're permitted to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov. I let it be Lachem Alol Agavasi. The answer is the pasuk says Mutter. So what does the pasuk mean, Mutter? It's called Zman HaKavua because it's restricted to a week. So if that's the reason why Zman HaKavua, so why didn't Ami Yoyles Riyah? The same thing. And the Bishamai still insists, no, it's still not the same. Because by Oila, there's mamish no achila at all. So it's mamish lochem alo lagavoya. At least by the Shlomim, there is a little achila. So the Bishamai, they're arguing on the drosh of the pasuk. The pasuk, the chagosim, also chag lashem, is the pasuk that allows you to be mechalo yontem to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. So Bishamai insists that the ein lach b'er lechidusha, it only tells you Shalmei Chagiga. They say that it also goes on Oila Sriya, where there's mamish no achila bailam at all. That's too big a chiddush. What they do last year?
That was the minig
last year that they had a machlokes. You know, when they founded the Bai Sheni, we spoke about it many times. When they founded the Bai Sheni, it was only 70 years after the Bais Rishon, and they remembered the way they did Nisach HaYayin, and they put up a sign on the new management, and they did Nisach HaYayin differently. They did not follow the... They had 410 years of the Bais Rishon, they did Nisach HaYayin one way. And then Sheikh Nesach Dela, at the beginning of the Bais Rishon, he said, no. So Nish, they darshan the Psukim differently, and they ignored Shlomo HaMelech and all the people who lived during the Bais Rishon, all the Nevi'im who were there. They didn't listen to them. That's the law. Ain't lochel a vassal al shevet hashir by yamim pahim. Ain't lochel a shevet shev yamecha. Yiftach bedorah kishmul bedorah.
There's no zman kavua for the
No, you're not going to do it the other way. That's what the Sfasem says. Gevald, you mean for 410 years they were never yoytzed in Nisach HaYayin? That's what he has done in Gemara and Zvachim. So the Territ says, Eilu v'eilu divilu kim chayim. That they have, so he gives a different answer. Sfasem gives a complicated answer, a little bit Chassidus, a little bit Kabbalah mixed in the Chidushim on the Gemara Zvachim. So the answer is, Eilu v'eilu divilu kim chayim. And there's Bais Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech, Darshan, and Yishai, Yirmi, Cheskel, and all of the Vim, Helik, Tzadik, and they Darshan the Psukim one way. And they said, that's the way you have to do it. But they didn't say B'nevuah, they didn't say B'koyach HaNevuah, they said B'koyach HaTorah. That's the way they dash in the Psukim. Came down Sheikh Nesak Doyla, they said, with all due respect, we don't namachu have to follow precedent, they hold fakir. There were many issues that they used to argue every 20, 30 years they would change the Psak. You have Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Achrayin, I mean, the earlier Tanayim, the accepted opinion was like this. And then Bezna Shal Achrayim Amru, in the later generation, the Gemara calls it Mishnah Achrayin, they reversed the Psak. And then sometimes they went back and forth and back and forth. Whether you're permitted to walk on the Makom HaMikdash now, if you're allowed to go on the Har Bais, do we assume we are all tamei? That's a fact. Do we assume that the Har Bais retained the Kedusha? Or do we assume that the Kedusha HaMikdash was Batla? So this was a Machloikis HaTanoim after the destruction of the second day HaMikdash. There was a Machloikis HaTanoim, in the Gemara there was a Machloikis HaMaraim, and a Machloikis the Ramam and the Ravid. And in different generations, they followed different Pesukim until the Mishnah Brura writes, Chavetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah that Sveik Edina, so we have to go to Chumrah because we can't be Machriya. But before the Chavetz Chaim came along, in different kufas for 100 years they did this, for 100 years they did that, where then 100 years later they did differently, and you have it recorded, you have it documented in the Rishonim. They say in these kufas they did like daven danam, they didn't daven in front of the Kaisel Amarav, they daven on the Makom HaMikdash. The Miri writes they daven on the Makom HaMikdash. And then later generations done it. Davin in front of the Kaisel HaMaravi, not down the Makom HaMikdash. Different things were debated over the years. And Mistama, the Bisham, and the Bisil weren't the first ones to come up with this machlokes. It must have been an alta machlokes.
There's no Zman Kavua for the Davin.
No, there's no. You can bring it whenever you want. If you wait too long, you'll be over on Baltacha, yeah. But I'll be over on Baltacha. But the carbon itself has no restriction in time. Yeah. So that's what they Omer Lahem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel answers, there's no kasher for Nedarim. The Ein Kavua Lahem Zman. We're arguing that just like on Shabbos, you have a strict definition of Zman HaKavua, only it's minimum Masafim. that the definition is of a yom batul karbonus on yontif, where the dinim of malach are relaxed. So the definition is mana kavua is a little relaxed. That's what he said. Taimar barlas ria shel kavua lazman. The Beishamah say, what do you mean abzuin kavua lazman? What oilas ria is kavua lazman? Say nishka disnan. The Mishnah says, Mishalachok beyontif rishon shel chag. Whoever didn't bring the shalme chagig on the first day of yontif, sukkis, there happens to be mean over there. Chagig behel kol rekul kul beyontif achim shel chag. You can bring it during Chalamoid, and even on Shmini Atzeres, even on Shmini Atzeres, I regal b'fnei Atzmai, but when they get to the Tashlum, and it's still Tashlum in the Rishon. So that's where the Beisil Tain is, that's where the Beishamai Tain is, that Oila Sriya is not Kavu Alehem Zman. So it's not Kavu Alehem Zman. Huh?
Oila Sriya is Chog?
No, Mishal Echog goes on the Chagige. Same thing. The Oila Sriya with the Shalom Chagige, you can bring it any time on the duration of Sukkot. The original Mishnah goes on the Shalmei Chagiga, but they all knew that it was Huad Dinami, and the Oila Sri also you have Tashlumen. You can bring the Oila Sri also anytime you want. Same din. So Beishamai Taina, that's not called Zmana Kavua. Amalai and Beisilas, you're right. For Shabbos purposes, it's not called Zmana Kavua. If the first day Yanta falls out on Shabbos, Beisilas Lamaskin. So you don't bring either. You don't bring the Shalmei Chagig, you don't bring the Oila Sriya. To be Mata Malach on Shabbos, you have to have Zmana Kavua, Mamishava Yoma, but that's not. But to be Mata Yantif, the Beisilas say, you don't need such a strict definition of Zmana Kavua, of a Yoma. It's not. If the whole Yantav went by and he didn't bring his Shalmei Chagiga, he can't make it up later. There's no Tashlum. So that's the whole Machlok. He chazring back. This is basically the Psukim that they were arguing about. Everybody agrees with this. There's a Heterech on Nefesh if you shech chulet, if you shech bamus and chickens in order to eat. And there's an Issa Lachem Velo Lagavoy, you're not even allowed to bring Nidorim and Nidobis of Shlomim, let alone Oilus. Nidorim and Nidobis of Shlomim, you're not allowed to bring. But there's a special exception to the rule by Shalom Chagig Shtetach. The Chagos Mos Chag Lashem. That means you bring it on the first day Yontu. In fact, we paskin, there's a Machlekes on the first day in Chagig, where the Kulot Tashlom and Larishain, the Chiv to bring Shalom Chagig, or Oilus Riyah. Same thing. Is the chiyuv, the ikar chiyuv is really on the first day Yom Tov?
Oh, it's a whole Yom Tov.
And if you didn't bring it on the first day, you do tashlumen. Or do you say, no, the ikar chiyuv is to bring sometime during the duration. It's not that the ikar chiyuv is on the first day. What's an afkamina? The Gemara gives an afkamina. Let's say there's a person, a goy converts in the middle of Chol HaMoed. It's on the first day Yom Tov, he wasn't even Jewish. A kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. On the first day, he wasn't mechuyuv min haTorah. The Rabbanon, he wasn't mechuyuv. Let's say the ger. A ger converts in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Is he mechuyev to bring the Oila Sri and the Shalmei Chagiga? So we pass in Halacha, no? We pass in Halacha Lamaisa. There's Tashlum and Derishim. We don't pass in the Chiyev during the duration of the Yom. The Yikachiv is really the first day because the Pasuk says, B'chagos Amal, so, Osa Chad Yom HaMashma. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Oso, the singular means you should celebrate the first day Yom. B'chagos Amal, so Chag Lashem, the Yikachiv is to bring on the first day. And the rest of the days is Tashlumen. So if you're going to tell me that the first day you're not allowed to be Makriv because it's Yontif, so how can you ever have Tashlumen? You can never bring it on the first day. If the first day falls out on Shabbos, okay, it's a different story. If it falls out on a weekday, you wouldn't be Mechuyev to me. If it falls out on Shabbos, you can't bring it, so you bring Tashlumen. But you're going to say, you can never bring on the first day, according to Bisham, you never bring on the first day an Oila Sriya. So how can it be? So we don't hold like that. How can you say the rest of the days is Tashlumen?
Right.
If you were mamish impas, you were unable to bring it the first day. So they argue, the end of the Braisa quotes the Psukim. So the Beishamai quote the Pasuk Lachem Velo Lagavoy, which the Beisilal are also masking with. They say Lachem Velo Lagavoy goes on a Dorm and a Dovis of Shlomim that you're not allowed to bring. Amar the Beisilal, look, Vanem Al Hashem. V'chagos L'moso Chag L'Hashem, the main Pasuk means you bring the Chagig on the first day Yontif. And even the Beishamai agree to that. Chagig is Deiche Yontif. And the Beisilal understand based on their redefinition for Yontif purposes, the new definition of Zmana Kavua, so they understand that Oila Sri is also included. I want you to say Eilach Boel Chidushoy, only Shalmei Chagiga. No, it says V'chagos L'moso Chag Lashem, so that word Lashem sounds like it's implying called the Lashem, even Oila Sriya, because we gave a new definition of Zmana Kavua. So Zmana Kavua, you can bring Oilas also. According to the Beis Shammai, according to the Beis Hillel, that you're even permitted to bring Oilas Riyah on Yontif, you're even permitted to bring Oilas Riyah on Yontif. So what do they do that Lachem? Beis Shammai say Lachem means Lachem Allah Lagavoya, that you're not allowed to bring Oilas Riyah. But according to the Beis Hillel, that you are permitted to bring Oilas Riyah on Yontif, so what do you do with the Pasuk? Lachem. So Tosis says Lachem, Lachem Allah Lagavoya, on the Dorim and the Dovas, that you're not allowed to bring. We just said it before. It goes on the Dorim and Dovas. So the Gemara, Tosis says, they could have said Lachem Allah Lagavoya, the little Tosis says, Lachem Allah Lagavoya goes on that. So the Gemara answers more. Gemara says, no, maybe it goes Lachem Allah Lakum, Lachem Allah Laklovim, that you're not allowed to do a Malach, you're not allowed to cook food for a Nochri, you're not allowed to cook food for a behemoth. It's only you have. But who are the Nami? Lachem Allah Lagavoya. We darshan all three from the same Pasuk. Lachem Allah Lagavoya, that you're not permitted to be Mechalal Yontif to bring the Dharma and the Dovas, because that's not Zman Kavua. Lachem Allah Liakim, Lachem Allah Laklovim. We darshan all three.
What has Tosis mean by saying the Psikilai?
No conclusion. It's always, absolutely always the case. The Shlomim is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes the Shlomim are derech Yontov, sometimes not, depending if it's Zman HaKavua or not Zman HaKavua. But Akam and Klavim is always. No exceptions to a Psikim. And Milsa de Psikim means no exceptions to the rule. We discussed once, Rabbi Kivega has a discussion. Let's say you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael visiting in America. So they, strictly speaking, they only observe one day Yontov. They don't have the second day Yontov. They're not permitted to do Malocha before Hestia. Then the Mishnah Berurah says the Rov HaRishonim hold they're not even permitted to do Malocha B'tzina because Malocha is always before Hestia. Somebody will always hear about it, that they, it'll always be discovered that they did a Malocha. So they're not allowed to do Malocha because Al Yishan Adam and Minigam Malocha Mefeyam Machloites. But strictly speaking for them, it's not Yontam and they daven at Tfilos Chol. After like Tfil with the Brach and everything, and daven at Tfilos Chol. So the Shaila is, let's say they come to visit their parents in America, and the balabasta, for the balabasta is Yontif. So is the balabasta, the mother of the shviga, whatever, is she permitted to cook for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Is that called Oifem Yontif Lachol? Is that called Oifem Yontif Lachol? The Rebbe Kivega has a tshuva about this. So he says he wants to bring a rice. I remember they discussed this with the Rav once in Klaus, so the Rav was chuckling. He thought that this was a riot. He thought it was ridiculous to be machmer. So he brought Rebbe Kivega's raya, which Rebbe Kivega shlags off. He brought the raya. The Gemara has the drasha lachem alo liakum lachem alo leklovim, that you're not allowed to carry food to the zoo to feed the animals on Yontif. Chalamad, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to carry on Yontif. You're not allowed to cook food to give to the Nachri. So as far as the Nachri is concerned, it's not Yontif. As far as the animals are concerned, it's not Yontif. So why do you need a pasuk that you're not allowed to do malacha because lachem alo liakum lachem alo leklovim? Zog that it's from the Yontif lachol. I'm a Yid, and I'm doing the Malach on Yontif on behalf of someone who has no Mutzog on Yontif. The elephants in the zoo, and the Nochem, by Zay, is not Yontif. So the Ben Eretz Yisrael should be the same as the Akam and the Klovim. The Ben Eretz Yisrael is not the Akam and Klovim, it's all the Zach. But by them, it's not Yontif. So Rasul Rechik was chuckling, and he said, the Faharaif and the Gemara, that's not called Oif and the Yontif Lachal. Oif and the Yontif Lachal, I'm cooking today to eat tomorrow. But I'm cooking today to give to someone else to eat today. If Asbayem, it does Chol. That's not called Oifim Yontif Lachol. So that's how Rabbi Kivega starts off in the tshuva. But then he suggests that maybe that's what the Pasuk means to tell us. Maybe the Sach HaKol, Acherei Kechlos HaKol, if they have all the three drushes, Lachem Lo Liakom, Lachem Lo Laklavim, Lachem Lo Lagavayim, maybe that's the sum total of the din. That you're not allowed to do a Malach on Yontif on behalf of somebody by whom it's not Yontif. Because the Akum, the Klavim, Gavar, the Rabban Shalom is Nishkin Yid. So by all those, Tzara Shavah Shebehem is by Zaydus Nish Yontif. So maybe the Bnei Chutzlor are the same as the Tzara Shavah. So Rabbi Kivega finally says no, he says the same as Arsal Vechik. He says no, it's not correct. And he brings a Raya. He brings a raya from the din and avelus that during shiva the din is Rachmana Litzlan, one in shiva is not permitted to do malacha. We learn that from a pasuk, v'hafachti chageichem la'evil, a pasuk in the Navi, that all the yamim tovim that we celebrate in the Beis Hamikdash and we come to be a regular, bring karbonis and everything, it'll all be turned into an avelus. Beis Hamikdash will be hard. We won't have what to celebrate about. So the pasuk says v'hafachti chageichem la'evil. So the Gemara says, Ma chag osa b'malocha, af oval osa b'malocha. Just like a yontav, you're not allowed to do malocha. So too, during avelus, the oval is not allowed to do malocha. So the, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim discuss, how does the oval cook, he doesn't cook any food? So they say, no, it's like yontav, Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is mutan yontav. It's not compared to Shabbos. is compared to Chagta, just like there's a Heter Echal Nefesh on Yom Tov, so there's a Heter Echal Nefesh during Shiva. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, and what if the mother of the household is sitting Shiva? The grandfather and mother sitting Shiva, so she's not allowed to cook supper for the children. The children are not sitting Shiva.
Yeah.
Her husband is not sitting Shiva, she's sitting Shiva. So she's not allowed to cook any food. That's only from the Yom Tov L'chol. By her, by her, it's like Yom Tov. So the Heter Echal Nefesh, she's allowed to cook, because she's in a matzah b'avelus, which is compared to Chag. But the other members of the family, they're not in avelus, so let it also be Yom Tov L'chol. So he says, when that didn't you see a raya, that's not called Yom Tov L'chol. Just like it's mutter over there, the oval is permitted to cook on behalf of the non-avelim. So the Ben Chutzlarts is permitted to cook on Yom Tov Sheni for the Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's
maybe
the way it's usually is.
Maybe she's not allowed.
I don't know. Rabbi Kiveger assumes that it is permissible. I don't think he brings the right to that. He just assumes that it is permissible. But the oval is permitted to cook even for those members of the household who are not available. Stam is like Chalamoid. I don't think it's like Yontif. Stam is like Chalamoid.
Chalamoid is ready to
say the there are coolers and available also. Yes.
Yeah.
The coolers and available also.
Yeah.
So this is the yeah, that's the Rebbe Kiveger says. But you see, we never saw it because we live in New York. You have so many millions, such a population. So they don't give you a chance to breathe. So when someone is sitting Shiva, people come, they bombard them a whole day. They say, Mom, you have no time to cook any food. So that's why they started a new minig, that everybody comes and they give a ton of food. They don't let the Avelim cook any food. But if you live in a little village, under normal circumstances, people come in Menachem Avil, an hour, the whole day, an hour. So the rest of the day, the Balabasta cooks a meal. So Rebbe Kiveger assumes a double pasha. She could even cook for the non-Avelim members of the family. Anyway, this b'raisa is the yistoid of the whole. It's interesting. The Mishnah and the Gemara never tells you the whole background, what the whole thing is all based on. The whole machloikis is based on these psukim. This is the mokka. That's how it says in the Torah Kohanim, in the Sifra, in Parsha Semer. The whole machloikis is based on the psukim. The Chagos Amos and Chag Lashem, according to Bisilu, gives you a new definition of Zmana Kavua. That on Yontif, we have a lenient definition. Then the Braita continues the same Tosefta in Chagiga. Abishol loyma b'loshen acheres. Abishol was a Tana. He says over the same machlek as B'sham Mislu with a slight variation, slightly different. And it's going to be an afkamina between his presentation and the first presentation, that his is abridged, and he leaves out that section with the Nedarim and Nedarim. Because we had a machlek on the previous daf. What is Taka the Din according to B'silu? They still allow you to be makriv chagigas yontif on yontif. What about in Dharma and Dovas? What would they say about that? So that was a machlekes satanai. So that's machlekes is repeated over here. So the brisa that we just read is on the working on the assumption they both agree b'sham Hill and Dharma and Dovas are not deicha yontif. And this brisa leaves that out, doesn't agree. Abishalomer b'loshen acher is he presented this dispute between the b'sham and the b'silo with a slightly different wording b'loshen acheris. That Basil said like this, Ma b'moka in madachan Shabbos, she kirost chastumo akira. Kira is an oven, your stove. Your stove is locked on Shabbos, you don't do any cooking or baking on Shabbos. Nonetheless, kirost rabach, psucha, but the stove for the mizbeah, for the Beis HaMikdash is open for business. What do you mean? Again, you bring minimum v'safim, the same as before, but a slightly different wording. Where your stove is open, your mom is cooking food for yourself. Isn't it a kal v'chomer shekibas rabach psucho, that the Beis HaMikdash should be open not only for tmidim u'misafim, but even for shalmi chagiga opkeret, but even oilas riyah. That the definition of again the same definition of zman kavua should be relaxed. And it means if it has any restriction. The chayn bedin means v'hasvara nosenes like that, that you should be permitted to bring oil asriya on yontif, b'silo is arguing. Why? Because on yontif, not only are you permitted to do malacha for echal nefesh, whenever there's any tzarach hayom tzar. That's also machlegis b'sham esil, we had on daf test. The Shah may say on yontif, the pasuk says, achash yachal echal nefesh, hu levad yosel lechem, only echal nefesh is mutzah. But let's say a person wants to carry his maksa to shul. No, if you have an Erev, there's an Erev, Mutan Shabbos also, but you don't have an Erev. The Erev fell down. So you're not permitted, without an Erev, are you permitted to carry a lulav to shul on Sukkot? Are you permitted to carry a maksa or talis to shul? So that's a machlagi, b'sham and b'sil. We pass from like b'sil of that. You are allowed to. Because b'sil is saying, mitoch shu'uch v'le tzarech ha'achol nefesh, v'tanah mishalov v'tzarech ha'achol nefesh, any malacha that's muta for ha'achol nefesh, carrying. Let's say I want to carry food to eat it in the park. I want to carry it to eat in the sukkah on Yontif. So that's Echal Nefesh. Yeah. So any malacha, carrying, cooking, whatever, that's muta for the purpose of Echal Nefesh, is not there if there's any tzarech ha'yongta. It doesn't have to be dafka Echal Nefesh. I want to carry a sefer to read in the park. I want to carry talis to shul. Carry a lulav to shul is also muta. And the Bisham may say no. It's only a heter Echal Nefesh. It's not heter mitoich. So here, this is the Beis Hillel arguing. The Beis Hillel are explaining why they hold that it's muta. So they say, first they make the kalachoyma, that you have to have a relaxed definition, a more lenient definition of zman kavua. Then they say, and we have a chen bedin, v'hasvara nosenis, that it's muta from a different angle. Not only because zman kavua, we have a different angle. It's a tzorech hayom ktsas. Why? It's not the achem, shalei shulchon chamolei, v'shulchan rabach reikon. It's not the achem, I'm eating and drinking and I'm cooking my food. I'm permitted to do malacha for myself, to eat and drink, and everybody should enjoy themselves. But I have a tzach hayom ktas, I want to bring karbonis, kiilu kivayocho, to satisfy the Baruch Shalom starving also, kiilu kivayocho.
But I'm having a Shalom for people, I'm giving it a Baruch Shalom. No, it's not
as if I'm eating
by myself, and not
giving it a Baruch Shalom. Means that, so he ate already a Shalom, he doesn't need the Eilus Riga. No, so they say, but it's a more bekovedik, if you have more, if you have more karbonis, more bekovedik. I'm sitting and eating a lot, I have four shpais and an och shpais and a lot of courses in the meal, and then the Beis Hamikdash, you're only going to bring Tmir and Mustafim with the Shalmi Chagiga, no Eilas Riyah. So he says, no, it's more the Kavadik. Shalai Hei, Shulchan Chamale, Vishulchan Rabach Reikon. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be empty.
Is this one behemoth will make up the difference?
The Lord brings. Oh, everybody's going to bring Eilas Riyah. Instead of just Shalmi Chagiga, you'll have twice as many Karbonas. Instead of only Shalmi Chagiga, you have Eilas Riyah also. There'll be twice as many Karbonas. We'll be brought. So that's a different argument. The first argument was the Kavachayim are the same as before. You have a different definition of Zman HaKavuah. Second argument is Mitoich. That's Beis Hillel L'shitasam on Daf Tesa. They hold Mitoich, so if you're allowed to shech the behema for Eichel Nefesh, Shuhu Adinam, you're allowed to shech for Tzarech HaYom Tzas. This is not Tzarech HaYom Tzas, Shalai Hei Shulchan HaMalib Shulchan HaBereikam. So what's the difference between Abba Shol's presentation and the previous presentation? So the whole difference is he said Alosh and Kira that the stove will open, he didn't say stove. That doesn't make a difference. No, but Abishol left out the whole line about the Nedarim and Nedarim. So the Gemara says that's the main difference. The Maikom if Ligi, what's the difference halacha lamaise between Abishol's presentation and the first one? Marsav and Nedarim Dav is craving the yontiv. Marsav ain't craving the yontiv. The first time it said the Feirish. It's also not allowed to be makriv. Misilu was masking with them. So according to the first brayse that they all agreed on, Darm Davis are not korbanyon. And Abishol left it out. Apparently his tradition was fakir, like the other Tanoim on the previous daf. The Darm and Davis are korbanyon.
What's the maskana, by the way?
Not, that is not Dechayyad. The Darm Davis are not Dechayyad. May not bring them. You can only bring if it's manakavua. You can only bring if it's manakavua. So now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna has a comment, what's this machloikas, whether the Nedarim and Nedarim are craving the Yontif or they're not craving the Yontif? Is this a machloikas on the level of the Raisa, or is it only a machloikas on the level of the Rabbonim? We hold Laloch and Nedarim and Nedarim are not Karev on Yontif, Sama Shlomim not Karev on Yontif. So the way we learned, it's a real Issa the Raisa, it's not a Chumra with the Rabbonim. Why? Because you have, it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's not for me. Even though I'm going to eat the shlomim, I'm going to eat the basar, but the main hakrov is lagavoya, and achilas habaylim is a side aspect of it. The main okay. Purpose of shchitas kachim is lochem, lagavoya, is lagavoya. So it's really, the pasuk says lochem v'loy lagavoya. And it's not manakavua, so there's no reason to be matan adam nam. So the way we understand it's an isa derais, not a chomer mederabban. And that's the way it appears clearly from this tosefta, that they're arguing back and forth, and he throws in, Beishame throws in, then the Dormin of Davis, so you see that they're arguing on a level of their rights. So that's what Rav Huna says. From this whole presentation, you see the Dibri Ha'aymer, the Dormin of Davis, and Krav Miyantif, Leitema, don't say, Zavnish, the Midderais, and Mechzel Chazir, it's permissible. The Rabbanu, who the Gozer, Boho, and it's only a Chumim, but the Rabbanu. Why? Why shouldn't they make a Chumim, but the Rabbanu? Because everybody's busy in business, everybody's busy where they live. And they have no time to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And when they go Ola Regel, so they're going to they have no choice. They have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mestamet will come in Erev Yontif of the last minute. They'll call up on the phone, they'll make reservations. I'm coming in 2 hours before Yontif. 2 hours before Yontif, before Lichtenstein, they have no time in the Beis HaMikdash. They close up shop. They close up shop 3:30 in the afternoon. They have to plug on mincha. So Mestamet, the people are really busy back home. They'll just make it by the skin of their teeth. They'll come after plug on mincha. They won't be able to be makriv on Yontif. Then Mestamet, they'll want to leave. They want to go back, run the business on Chol HaMoed. So they'll leave Yontif. They can't leave. Mestamet, Yontif is nighttime. It's dark. They're not going to leave at night. No highways with lights. So Mestamet, they'll leave it. They can't daven vasikin and go and they'll leave before they even open up the Beis HaMikdash or HaKrovis Karbonos. So there was a notion to think that maybe in Dorim and Adovis we don't allow you to bring on Yontif because the fellow may postpone bringing the Dorim and Adovis till he comes on Yontif. Then he's going to bring them all on Yontif. So he may be negligent. We want to encourage him. He should bring it earlier. He shouldn't wait till Yontif. So that's where Rav Huna says that's not the reason. Don't say. Don't say it's permissible, it's ra'ui. Mechzechazu means they're ra'ui. Ra'ui la'akrivoi, the yontif. For Rabbanu hu, the gazri buhu, and it's only forbidden with the Rabbanu wa. Zerishem ayasheh, he may postpone his bringing, so we want to encourage him if you say, come a day earlier. Come a day earlier and bring it on Erev Yontif, or a week earlier, a month earlier. So he says, wrong. Rav Huna says, that's not true. Afinu midaraisa na'ma lechazu. How do you know? So you can tell from the whole argument back and forth, Bisham and Bisilot, they were fighting about the Dorim and Adavis. So you see that it's a Dima Deraisa. So he brings a different riot. Instead of, he probably wasn't aware of this Tosefta. Just because in the Gemara you have the Tosefta, then you have Rav Huna, it doesn't mean that he knew what it said in the Tosefta. That's where we have it printed. So he brings a different riot. The din is that on Shavuos, you bring, once a year, you bring a Shalmei Tzibur. Usually a shlomim is a shalmei yochid, a private person brings a shlomim. What do you have? Karbonos tzibur? Karbonos tzibur, you have oilo, chatos. Right, you have oilo, chatos you have. But you don't have shalmei tzibur. Only once a year you have shalmei tzibur on Shavuot. The kivsi atzer shalmei tzibur. And shalmei tzibur is a kachi kachim. That's the only carbon that the nature of the carbon changes. A shalmei yochid is a kachim kalim. And the shalmei tzibur is a kachi kachim. So this kipsi atzeres comes in conjunction with the shtei alechem. Chometz is also a mishuna dikir din. All korbanos, all the menachos, lo si yofa chometz. You're not allowed to make them chometz. And the exception to the rule is the shtei alechem on Shavuos. Shtei alechem you do bring. So the and they bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos and the kohanim eat it. It's eaten like shiari menachos. When you bring a korban mincha, you do a kmitz and you burn the chometz on the mizbeach. And then what's left over is called the Shirayim, the Shiori HaMincha is Nechal to the Zichri Kuhuna in the Azara. So the same thing over here, the whole Shtei Alechem, you don't do any Kmitz on it, the whole Shtei Alechem is treated like a Korban Mincha, then it's Nechal by the Zichri Kuhuna, by the male Kohanim in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shaila is, and it's eaten on Shavuos, Yom Malai, Lad Chatzos, eat it on Shavuos, and Amatoi Shavuos after, until Chatzos you can eat it. So the Shaila is, when do you bake the Shtei Alechem? So let that balabasta wants to have fresh chalas on Yontif. You can bake the chalas on Yontif. You can bake it on Yontif. So what about over here? Are they allowed to bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos morning? A daita tea, they're going to bring it in based on it. Then they're going to eat it. The kohanim going to eat it. You don't burn any of it. The whole thing is eaten. Are you permitted to bake it on Yontif? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Tana who says you're permitted to bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos is not accepted. That's Rav Lezer. He lived after the Churban Abayis, Rav Lezer. He was never around to... He wasn't there with Zman Abayis to discuss the Balabatav to say what they should do. But they were debating, what Madzayin as Mashiach that come in, what's going to be, when are they going to bake the Shtei? When should they have baked the Shtei? So Rav Lezer holds, that's Perek Rav Lezer de Mila. Rav Lezer holds, when you have a bris on Shabbos, not only are you permitted to do the actual bris meal on Shabbos, you're allowed to manufacture a knife on Shabbos if you need one, you're allowed to carry the knife. And he says any mitzvah like that on, let's say, a lulav, you have to bench esrig on sukkahs. He says you're permitted to pull off the esrig and the lulav from the tree if you don't have. You're permitted to do a malacha. Let's say the first day sukkah falls out on Shabbos, and then he said deraisa, even if it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, and he said deraisa to pull off the lulav and the esrig from the tree. And apparently, Mar assumes you're not yotze. If you hold on to a lulav and esrig on the tree, you're not yotze. Why not? That's the assumption. It has to be detached from the ground. Yeah. You can hold on to an etzig while it's attached. It gives mukta to buses, but the Gemara assumes that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Apparently, you have to pick it up, a petach, whatever. So the lulav in the esri has to be detached from the tree. So Rav Lezer holds that you're permitted, menatari, you're permitted to be mechalol Shabbos and Yontif, to detach the lulav in the esri from the tree on Yontif, on Shabbos, and it's all mutter. That's called machshirei mitzvah. The Rav Lezer is the one and only Tana who is of the opinion that you're permitted to bake the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos for the purpose of bringing it on Shavuos, because in his general opinion, the Machshirei Mila Adecha Shabbos and Machshirei Lulav Adecha Shabbos, and practically all the Machshirei, not all the Gemara has one or two exceptions, but basically all the Machshirei Mitzvah Adecha Shabbos.
You can't bake it on Friday, you have to bake it on Thursday.
Yeah, according to Rav Lezer, you're allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Shabbos. Rav Lezer says you bake the lechem upon him on Shabbos. Yeah, machshirei mitzvah derech Shabbos. Rav Lezer says he baked the lechem upon him on Shabbos, and we don't paskin like that. We paskin. Right.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says that we don't pass like Reb Lezer's general shita that you bake the lechem upon him on Shabbos and you make the knife on Shabbos and you pluck off the lulav of the esrog on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. We don't pass like that. So we don't pass over here either that you're not allowed to bake the shtei lechem on Shavuos, even though you can eat the whole thing up. So why not? And the answer is, it's not Echon Nefesh. When a balabasta bakes challah, so she bakes the cookies on Yom Tov, so that from the beginning to the end, she's baking Goichal Nefesh. That's Goichal Nefesh. But when you're bringing Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, that's a footnote. That's a side issue that we allow you to eat it. That the Kohanim eat it, that's been Shulchan Galor Kazocha. That's an Achila of a Karbon. But the main tachlis of baking it is Lagavoya. So that's for the take of the Karbon. When you shecht it. You don't bring the other Darbis on Yom Tov. That's what he's
saying. I'm not talking about that. My kids, it's one of
the Shamech Hagiga. Shamech Hagiga. Only Shamech Hagiga. That's a special pasuk b'chagos and also chag v'ashem. It's called Zman HaKavua. Right. But if it would be Nedar Menedove,